767 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. The engagement was not considered in Havana to disparage any man's character. Isaac A. Coolidge, the underkeeper of the jail, was asked to identify the colored men, Ridgely and Lewis, of the Mexican, as the persons who called at the jail and stated that they recognized one of the prisoners. He was unable to swear to the parties. Charles Sumner saw Ridgely in court, either at the time the prisoners were arraigned or when they were brought up to receive copies of the indictment against them. Ridgely was near the crier's desk, surrounded by a crowd, gesticulating much and pointing with his finger. He heard him say, "There's one," designating some person near the marshal. The prisoners had, at this time, left the court, and a party of mutineers had taken their place. Ridgely continued pointing and selected one of the mutineers, saying, "That's one, that's one." He appeared much excited. During cross-examination, it was noted that the prisoners were in the room when Ridgely first pointed. They were at the bar, and other persons were sitting beside the marshal. Ridgely was by the crier's box. When he pointed in the same range as the bar. The crier's box is in the same range or a little further back. He watched Ridgely's finger and saw that he pointed away from the bar. He was conversing with another gentleman at the time he saw this. James Benjamin saw Ridgely in court the first day the prisoners were brought in. He was talking with Mr. Sumner and saw Ridgely making himself very conspicuous. He thought he was one of the crew of the Mexican. It was a long time before he could understand what he was saying, and when he did, the prisoners now present had left the court. He saw Ridgely point to one of a party of mutineers who were then sitting in front of the bar and say, "I see you. You don't know me now, damn you, but you will know me soon." He can't remember the exact words used by Ridgely, but believes they were the above. He supposed him then to be a witness in the case of the mutineers and immediately left the court. Stephen Badlam had a conversation with Joseph Perez, the government witness. About the 1st of October last, he was requested by the district attorney to accompany him to the jail for the purpose of interpreting between him and the prisoners. The district attorney went into a room under the court and directed the turnkey to bring in Perez. This was done, and he then stated to the prisoner that the gentleman present, Mr. Dunlap, was the attorney for the district and had called, as the time of trial was approaching, to have some conversation with him. When he told Perez this, Perez declared that all he had previously said was false, that he had had a good deal of wine given to him, and had been told that if he became a witness, he would not be considered in the light of the other prisoners, but be kept as a witness. By this time, he appeared much out of humor and said rapidly, as if in a passion, "I will not be a witness any longer, but will take my chance with the others." He thinks he said that the English had to note. The text ends abruptly, and the last sentence appears incomplete. If there is more to the text, please provide it for further editing.